to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Ari Ofsevit of Boston. I said, think of a five-letter word with an L that is pronounced. Add a letter at the start to get a six-letter word in which the L is silent. Then add a new letter in the fifth position to get a seven-letter word in which the L is pronounced again. What words are these? And the answer is older to solder to soldier.
Okay. We've received more than 800 correct responses, and the winner is Meredith Wald of Chicago. Congratulations, Meredith, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Tell us how you figured this one out.
We actually have a group of friends, two of my friends, Craig and Maggie, and we have been playing the weekend puzzle together. It kind of started as our pandemic routine. This one was a little bit of a group think, but you know, we've been taking turns submitting each other. And I guess this week I got lucky.
And so what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am a corporate events manager, so I get to travel a lot for work, which has finally been coming back and very exciting. But I also volunteer locally at Lakeview Pantry. So I'm there once a week and also a member of their Young Leaders Board.
Oh, that is very nice. So, Meredith, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Meredith and Aisha, I'm going to name two things. You name something they have in common. And hint, every answer is a five-letter plural. For example, if I said the hair and an actor in a play, you would say parts. Hair and actor in a play both have parts. Here's number one, a circus and a telephone.
Lines?
Maybe, but I'm thinking of something starting with R.
Oh.
What does a telephone do?
Ring.
Circus, yes. And a telephone both, yes, have rings. Okay. That's right. Your next one is a blog and a fence.
Posts.
You got it. A photographer and a vaccination center.
Ooh, I know that's this one.
What do you get when you go to a vaccination center?
Shots.
There, they both have shots. A tennis match and Cinderella.
I want to say shoes, but that's probably not right.
Yeah, you can do better than that. Where did Cinderella go?
Oh, the ball.
They both have balls, that's right. Atoms and a molecule and a 007 movie.
You know this one, Meredith.
You know this one. Who's in 007?
Oh, Bonds. Who's
yeah, they both have Bonds.
Gosh, this one is a little bit harder than the last few weeks.
You never know what you're going to get. Here's your next one. A judge and a beer distributor.
Cases,
you got it. A ship and a blackjack dealer. Starting with D.
Yes.
They got Dex, that's right, a safe, and a wig store.
Locks,
a clock, and a bridge game.
Hands.
You got it, and here's your last one, a gas station, and a women's shoe store.
Pumps.
They both have pumps, good job.
Awesome. No, that one was a fun one, but it was a little tricky out there, Meredith.
It was.
But we got through it. How do you feel?
A lot better now, although I was a little nervous to begin with, but it was a fun one for sure.
You did a great job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Meredith, which member station do you listen to?
WBEZ.
Meredith Wald of Chicago, Illinois, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Joseph Young, who conducts the blog Puzzleria. Name a vehicle in two words, four letters in the first, five letters in the last. Move the second letter of the last word into the second position of the first word, And the result, phonetically, will name a popular figure from legend. Who is it? So again, a vehicle, 4, 5, move the second letter of the last word into the second position of the first word, and the result, phonetically, will name a popular figure from legend. Who is it?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and the puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.